wherever you go, however you go. For energy on the go, it's got to be 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, it works long, it tastes good, and with zero sugar and 4 calories, there's nothing holding you back. Fits your pocket, fits your backpack, fits your on-the-go life, whether you're going to work, going on vacation, or just going out with friends. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
And I have a pleasure today. Stanford PhD, Dr. Beverly Potter. By the way, she goes by Doc Potter, author of Cannabis for Seniors. Now, we are talking about something that has become very, very popular, you all know. And Doc Potter earned a PhD from Stanford University and also holds a Master's of Science degree from San Francisco State. She is author of Cannabis for Seniors, a book designed to educate seniors about marijuana so they can safely enjoy its therapeutic qualities. Doc Potters. Doc, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, and it's quite early here in San Francisco.
San Francisco, right there. Well, you know, when I was reading about you and everything that you have done, you earned, of course, your a PhD from Stanford. It is just amazing. And you have authored Cannabis for Seniors, a book designed to educate seniors about marijuana so they can safely enjoy its therapeutic qualities. A couple of things that I wanted to start with, if I could. What is CBD and THC, and why is it important to understand the difference?
Both of those things, CBD and THC, are chemicals that are in the marijuana flower, and they're called cannabinoids. There's actually something like 60 cannabinoids, and only 5 or 6 have been studied and identified and studied, and these are the 2 main ones. These are the chemicals that people are using for various therapeutic relief. The reason that it's very important is that the THC, when you smoke it especially, is the chemical that gets people high. Now, a lot of people, especially seniors, want the therapeutic and soothing qualities of the cannabis, but they don't want to get high. So there's a lot of concern there about that issue.
You know, Doctor, are there seniors that really, really feel much better? I mean, this Cannabis for Seniors that I just mentioned.
Absolutely, it's a shame that we've been deprived of this therapeutic substance for almost 70 years. But it can get rid of inflammation. It can soothe anxiety. It can soothe seizures and all kinds of pains. You can rub it on your skin, and it takes pain away very quickly. It's amazing.
Why is it, Doctor, that you say marijuana isn't medical?
Well, the word medical is actually a licensed word. You've heard of practicing medicine without a license.
Yes.
That's a very bad thing to do. And for that reason, I am not an MD. I don't have a degree in medicine. So I talk about medicinal, not medical. And maybe parsing words, but parsing words in this subject is very important. And I predict there's going to be a lot of problems with various manufacturers who are writing the word medical on their labels. They should be using medicinal.
Really? But again, for seniors, it I know a couple that it's really saved their lives and made them new.
That's right. I mean, people rave about it, and the wonderful thing is It's not addictive like the opioids. And, of course, people can die on opioids. When the opioid, these substances, they have receptor cells, opioid receptor cells, cannabinoid receptor cells. They liken them to like a lock and a key. The cell is the lock and the chemical is the key. So when the opioid chemical gets into the receptor cell, it's like turns a key and makes a response. The problem is that these receptor cells for opioids are in the brainstem, and that's what controls breathing. And when people die in opioids, it's because they stop breathing. There are no cannabinoid receptor cells in the brain cell, brainstem. So sometimes one of the very important things is that when people smoke, the smoke goes into the lungs and into the bloodstream very quickly. So when you smoke, you can tell your response very quickly. But when you eat the edible, it's totally different, and a lot of people don't understand this. You eat the edible, it goes through digestion. This can take as long as 2 hours. So what happens is people fly out to Colorado, or maybe it's legalized in your state, and they get some edibles, and they eat one, and they go, wait 10 minutes, they go, well, nothing's happening. So they eat another one, and they wait, nothing's happening. Pretty soon they eat the whole plate. And then in about an hour and a half or 2 hours, they are so miserable, because by now it's down in the intestine. You can't get it out. Now it's going into the bloodstream. You can't stop it. And it's way, way too much. And it usually is a very bad experience of severe cramps. And people feel like they're dying, but be assured, you're not dying. You just feel like it, and it's really awful. You don't ever want to do that. So the byword with edibles is start low, go slow. Especially in the beginning, you know, you eat a half a cookie, and you think nothing's happening. Well, it's subtle. And these responses, each person responds differently to these therapeutic medicinals. We respond very individually, and we need to learn how we respond. We really need to learn how to use this stuff, because when people use it recreationally, they're trying to get a, quote, hit.
Yeah,
they want
right,
a strong
right.
response,
yep.
But not medicinally. Medicinally, you start slow, low, and go slow, and then inch it up bit by bit until you find the place, they call it the sweet spot, where it's just perfect for you. Any more is actually less.
So again, I'm talking with Dr. Potter, who is Stanford PhD, Dr. Beverly Potter, about the seniors and the help, the true help that they are getting, a cannabis for seniors. Say, another question that I had, advertisement for CBD oil
right.
are all over. What is it for, and how do you use it? I was reading about it, and what is it for, and how do you use it?
Well, what it's for is being learned. All of this is in the developmental stage, but it's one of these cannabinoids, and it's the one that does not cause the quote-unquote high. And the CBD can be in cannabis, which in marijuana cannabis, or hemp cannabis. They're both cannabis plants. Both have CBD. The problem is, especially if you buy this stuff online, you don't know what you're getting. It may have more than it says, it may have less, it may have none. And so it's much better, if possible, to buy it from a dispensary or a place that specializes in it, and then learning slowly how to use it. Now, you can't OD on this stuff, but it's still good to start low and go slow. You take a little bit, like say maybe you're trying to use it for sleeping. So first you just notice a couple of nights your sleep pattern, and then you take one or two droppers of this before going to bed, and then notice again. You're basically experimenting on yourself to see if you get an effect and what the effect is and where it's best for you.
What if you get nervous about becoming addicted? I was thinking about that.
You can't become addicted. Not in the true sense of physical addiction, whereas if you stop taking it, you would have withdrawal. That just doesn't happen. It isn't addictive. That doesn't mean you don't get habituated to it, where you get used to it, where it becomes a habit. But that's not true addiction. That's a habit. You could develop a habit. Lots of people have habits. But if they stop taking it, they're not having withdrawal symptoms like one would have from an opioid or another addictive substance, even alcohol.
Now, is marijuana toxic for pets?
One needs to be very... I wrote a book, Cannabis for Canines, also. You have to be very careful, especially with dogs. Dogs, THC, which is in the marijuana, is toxic to dogs. And chocolate is toxic to dogs. So if you have a dog and it gets into your what they call medicated brownies, that dog could get severely ill and even potentially die. The dog might be wobbling around and it looks really funny, but the dog is not happy. You want to keep this stuff away from dogs. And when they do use the CBD on animals, they get it from the hemp. Hemp has, in order to be true hemp, it has to have less than 3% THC in it. So for animals, they use the CBD from the hemp, whereas for people, it's from the marijuana. And also, the hemp, the CBD and the THC in tinctures, or even now when you get leaf, or what they call leaf, the green stuff, they have percentages on the package. CBD 30, THC 1. That would be 30 parts CBD to 1 THC. In plants, it's usually a lot higher. Personally, I'm very suspicious of these analyses. I don't believe they can really get these analyses down this much. But the idea is, especially if you're using it medicinally, is usually it's a higher CBD to a lesser THC ratio. And generally these things, the cannabinoids, are used with more than one cannabinoid. It's called the entourage effect. The idea is they each affect one another, these chemicals, and it's better than just taking one alone.
Doc Potter, boy, I'll tell you, 24 books you've written. You're a busy woman.
Ones in other people's names, derivatives. But anyway, if people want to send me a question, my email is doc, like D-O-C, what's up, doc? Doc Potter, one word, P-O-T-T-E-R, Doc Potter, at docpotter.com, and put question in the subject line. I'm happy to answer questions and find some links. There are two doctors, I'll use their websites, where you can go to now and actually get real medical advice from a real doctor. One of them, his site is called heal.com, or maybe it's healer, heal, Dr. Suklov, healer.com, and the other one is Inhale MD, Jordan Tischler. Those are both MDs, and you can go to their sites and actually get real medical advice on the internet from
these
people.
You know, I'll tell you, I am delighted that I had the opportunity really to speak with you, because I've read, you know, a couple of things about cannabis and cannabis for seniors, and understand that it is tremendous for seniors, and I know that that your reputation is one that is known everywhere, and how you love your work. So I'm delighted that we were able to sit and speak with you this morning.
Well, it's wonderful to have something more benign rather than these scary pharmaceuticals that can kill people, to have something more benign to offer that gives such relief.
Well, this is the reason that I wanted you, and I hope that we can talk again, and continued success, Doctor.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm actually going to fly over there in my drone and go on that trip to, where was it, Italy?
Yeah. Yes. You're going in the drone. All
yeah,
right.
I'll be following behind you
all
guys.
Right. Well, God bless you, and thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
With us this morning.
All righty. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
You bet.